you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Bing, pow,
I love fucking cheese in my feet. I stick motherfucking provolone in my socks at night so they smell like your sister's crotch in the morning.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
No fucking shine box.
You can act like a man. What the hell?
Have a go.
Over here.
Oh, fucking grease for you.
That's the life that I lead.
What's up there, brothers and sisters? You're listening to No Disrespect on the Gas Digital Network. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Vecchione and Justin Silva.
Welcome to the No Disrespect podcast, everybody. That was the old intro, and I love it. No, it's great. We'll keep that in, dude. I like the throwback intro because a lot of people miss that song. A lot of people are asking about Justin. Justin is doing fine. He's with the dogs now. He's left our little nest, and I think he left because we called it a nest, and he's not a bird guy. He's a dog guy, and he's doing well. I checked in with him today, but this is a new beginning and a new podcast, and we're getting retooled for the new year, and that was the old school intro. Thank you for joining us here. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, and we have a little bit of a situation that I want to talk about before we get into our hilarious guests that we have. Shannon is not with us today because she had to get her appendix out. We have Bobby Hutch, who is also my across the street neighbor, filling in for Shannon. So, Bobby, first of all, nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Under these circumstances, though, it's not that nice because Shannon is hospitalized,
that
and I would like
true.
To just see you on a regular occasion. You know, in our neighborhood. You know, perhaps yelling at a neighbor boy to get off of your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something like that would be great. But these are bad circumstances. Shannon in the hospital. What's the update on Shannon?
I hear she's home and she's resting. That is the last I've heard of from Shannon.
Resting, yeah. Yes. And her appendix was a bad
situation. I think she left it at the hospital.
She left it at the hospital.
I hope so.
Will it be sent to Gas Digital so that one of the podcasts could do like an on-screen gag with discarded appendix?
I'm hoping that process is in place, but I don't know.
Because the Gas Digital Network, the podcast here, they are like the Native Americans in the sense that they use every part of the buffalo.
Absolutely.
So we don't want to waste a good appendix, which actually does nothing,
right,
by the way, in your body. The appendix is fucking useless, okay? And I'm going to freak out like a teenage millennial. It's fucking useless, okay? And it really almost killed Shannon. It almost took down the last remaining. It would have just been me at this podcast. And you would have probably bailed, Bobby. No disrespect. I like to use the name of the podcast in the podcast. Yeah. And it would just be me talking into a microphone that's not plugged in. And how would that broadcast? You know, I'm not a scientist, but that would not broadcast to the fans.
It would be just as funny, though.
So shout out to Shannon. Shannon, get well soon. I called Shannon, actually, at the risk. I checked in with you because you're like my a producer, but also a correspondent. And I had to check in with you, but I did call Sharon, and she was Shannon. Her name is Shannon.
Shannon, yeah.
Say her name is Shannon.
Her name is
and,
Shannon.
And she was getting ready to go to sleep. And then she was like, do you have everything you need? I'm like, Shannon, don't worry about it. Me and Bobby will fucking take care of it. She actually didn't say your name that you were taking over. I'm like, me and question mark will get this podcast out, okay?
Do we still do this?
You have to wait for a joke.
Well.
And you let like 6 of them slip by, Bobby. I'm not chastising you.
Okay.
You're new. You're the new kid in town. And
getting back into it.
But that's what when a joke hits, and there's going to probably be a lot because our guest is hilarious.
Yes,
and we're going to transition now to Shannon's health, which we're wishing for a speedy recovery. And we would still like to follow up with her appendix and use it on the podcast. But our guest today is hilarious. I've worked with her a real lot during the pandemic now, especially on these outdoor shows. Hilarious comedian, Miss Karen Feehan is with us, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. It would be a good horn time right now, Bobby. Karen Feehan, guys.
You know, Shannon's appendix is trying to get out of her stomach so fast, almost like she's one of my boyfriends.
Okay, you can't lobby for it, though, Karen. That's great. That was a great starting joke, and we're going to work our way up, you know? You can't lobby
for
that.
How many times I reworded that in my head? I'm like, her appendix, trying to get in my stomach. Her guts, my guts.
Yeah, well, it took a lot of guts for you to roll the dice on that. But, Bobby, you have to be judicious with the horn. Now, we're not going to lobby for it. Me and Karen, we're both...
I won't look.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lobby. I'm not going to give you the nod, but I might
what if you
throw a tantrum if you don't.
What if you mumble the beginning, probably? Burr, 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 like if you just give it to him a little.
Oh, yeah. That's lobbying. No, that's lobbying, and you can't do that.
I won't. I promise.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, this is great.
I really appreciate
Fuck
you
Justin
being here.
Justin Silver. I hope a pit bull eats his face off.
Okay, well, Justin is a friend.
Who needs him?
Justin is a friend. And you came in real hot, Karen, off of Shannon is ailing in the hospital. And,
I messaged with Shannon.
Did you message with her?
Yeah, I was like, Shannon, like, who's taking care of you? And she was like, the doctors.
Yeah, the doctors are fucking sexy. So, we're going to get into that with you because I know that's the kind of porn you enjoy.
I've done
my research on you. This is not...
God.
Because, you know, we have a good rapport on the outside for the fans.
On the outside world.
On the outside world, we have a great rapport.
Yep.
But on the inside, like, I have a lot of my friends on this podcast, and they think it's going to be a nice hang.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you it's not.
Okay.
I've done my research,
yep.
And I'm going to get to the bottom of stuff with you.
Okay.
And if that bottom is dark and ugly, well, we'll let the fans decide.
It's certainly
okay?
diseased.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of stuff.
All right,
first of all,
great.
How are you? How's your... And first of all, let's get to it. Can I ask you a very serious question?
Your haircut looks great.
Okay, can you wait for me to ask you the goddamn... You jumped the fucking ship on that one. Karen, how's my hair?
I'm going to Hollywood, man.
Oh,
and this hair is going to get me paid and laid.
Looks so good. So,
you got to wait for the drop. Wait for the drop.
We just washed the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it.
Karen, now,
wow.
Go ahead.
Great.
How's my hair?
It looks spectacular.
Isn't it great?
I cut it
especially for you. I was racing against the clock between getting my questions organized and cutting my own hair, prepping the podcast for you.
You cut your own hair?
I cut my own hair.
How do you get it so symmetrical?
So symmetrical? It's called practice.
Yeah.
It's called geometric. It's called having a mirror.
And a ruler.
Eyes in the back of your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was assuming you were going to like a barber shop and it's like, hey, yo, Mike, that's you. And he's here to get a haircut. Say, hold on. People like throw salami at
you. I appreciate. No, you said salami at the end of that? I don't know how that worked into a haircut.
Grease your face up with the salami and put it in your hairballs.
You know what? There's a lot of slurs coming out of your fucking Irish mouth right now, and I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. I welcome it. Thank you so much.
I grew up in a neighborhood that was like, you know, it was the Irish families and the Italian families always hung out together.
Southie?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was South Boston.
Northie?
Well, no, you were close. You were
right.
You know, but anyway, the Fusillos and the Califaminos were the two families I grew up with.
That's fucking oily.
Yeah, they
that is a greasy.
Beautiful, beautiful children. Beautiful.
Beautiful olive oiled children.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this cut is fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, ours. It's newborn, and the fans are going, yeah, you've had fresh cuts before. You've had fresh cuts before. This is fucking hours old, okay? I have to scream at the fans sometimes because, you know, sometimes they don't get it.
Yeah.
And I have to drive it home. And I'm feeling great, and I was excited to have you on, so I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go just with a regular hairdo, which was fine. It was fine the way I had it.
Yeah.
I decided, and I did, I was working on... the podcast, and I was working on the questions, and then, you know, when you're writing, I don't know if you go through this, where you're writing and you're like, okay, this is getting a little stale. What I have to do now is I take a break, and subconsciously, the jokes will come to me, and then I'll go back to it.
Yeah.
But I have to do another activity.
Yes.
So what I did was hot yoga, 30 minutes.
Nice.
In my, I have a closet, and I turn the heat on in the closet.
It's a little bit
of space.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the 30 minutes of hot yoga, and then I cut my hair, took a shower, and then I was racing the clock to get the questions done.
Right. And then you're up against the clock.
I was up against it.
I'm glad you got that 30 minutes of hot yoga in. Congratulations.
I feel so flexible. Fuck and I didn't eat anything today. I know you're a big diet person.
You didn't eat anything.
Didn't eat anything today. I've been fasting all day.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you worried you're going to binge later?
No, I'm not worried at all. I'm going to binge later because I have control. My mind has control over my appetite. Say it with me.
My mind has control over my appetite.
One more time. My mind has control over my appetite. Karen, you strayed there a little bit, and so that's what's going on with my hair. It's I'm really excited about this cut because this cut is going to take me into the holidays, and that's a lot of momentum.
Uh-huh.
This is a momentum based podcast, fastest rising on the Gas Digital Network.
I believe it.
Bobby, you saved us there. It was almost like Shannon was there with her appendix still in. Great job, Bobby. But Karen, how's your hair?
Pretty good. I need a haircut, but I've been getting blowouts regularly at Dry Bar. I'm what is known as a bar fly.
Yeah.
So I get...
What's a blowout?
Where you pay for people to just wash and blow dry your hair.
Do they insult you while they're doing that? Because that seems like it's a blowout. It's like I'm a masochist. Yeah. I like to fucking get... Yeah, I'm talk like, down to me.
I'm like, this blows. And they're like, you blow. Yeah. And then they fucking scrub you even harder.
Yeah, as they go dig into your childhood.
Yeah. They pull your hair. That's very true about certain painful salon experiences.
Yeah.
Whenever a woman is ripping out my pussy hair, I feel the need to tell her everything that's going on.
Does the carpet match the drapes? Yeah. I think the fans want to know. It's not for me. I'm a conduit to the fans, and they want to get to the bottom of stuff.
I mean, it would if I wasn't ripping it out.
Yeah, you're ripping it out.
Yeah.
Why so violent? Isn't there a way to gently pull it out
because
or something?
Because I was shaving for like 2 years.
Right.
And then when you go from shaving back to ripping it out, that first trip back, woo, you will see God. You will just...
Yeah.
I mean, I almost bailed halfway through. I'm like, I'm just going to go through life with a half hairy pussy. Like, I don't care. But I stuck it out. Shout out to Renee.
Shout out to Renee. They rip it off. You see God. It's got a woman. You saw God. It's got a woman.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then why would she make you go through that kind of pain? And what about childbirth?
She's a mean lesbian.
She's
like,
mean...
suck it up, you little bitch.
Wow. That's hot. That's hot. We're getting to the bottom of stuff. So you had a blowout. How long ago did you have the blowout?
Yesterday. This is a fresh. This is.
Oh, that's yesterday.
This will last me a week, and then I transition to a ponytail. And
we support transitions.
Yay, that's great.
Right, a ponytail. You do it to ponytail like a cheerleader.
Yep, and then slowly the residue and dirt, I believe, builds up in my scalp. So about a week and a half, I go and I get another blowout.
Well, here's a tip. Try washing it. That washes the dirt out.
All right.
Is that a thing?
Can I write it down?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what your regimen is, but it seems like sometimes you're so advanced that you leave out the obvious, your thoughts.
Well, I work out, right? So that's sometimes where my sweat from my scalp.
Right.
So that's where the dirt comes from. But I'm not trying to wash my hair every day because then it's going to get dry.
What about conditioner?
Always conditioned, root to tip, absolutely. They're like, do you just want it in the ends? I'm like, am I some kind of pussy? No, give me all the conditioning you got.
I don't want it just in the ends.
No,
yeah, I want it all the way.
Middle and end.
I like that. I like the way you said it, too.
Thanks.
It was dirty. Bobby, how's your hair? You got a man ponytail? Are you doing Tai Chi in the park later?
Bobby's the last of the Mofreakins.
Yeah, my hair.
You've got it in a man bun, and I want you to defend it for the fans. Okay, our listeners, Shannon is laid up in a fucking hospital bed right now, and you have the balls to put your hair in a bun?
Is it a man bun, or is it a transition bun?
What are you doing, Bobby?
I'm just letting it grow. I'm kind of nervous about going into stores and hair and barbershops and stuff like that.
Because the COVID might get into your hair and then somehow onto your face. Are you risking it by having a beard during this difficult time?
What do you mean risk? Well,
because the COVID gets on your beard and then gets into your mouth. Do you not believe the science? Do you think it's all fake? Are you from Florida?
Florida.
I actually didn't think about that. I haven't even thought about that whole... my beard can be carrying the COVID.
You're going from pussy to pussy, box to box, munching on clit after clit, carrying COVID in your beard from one girl to the next.
That used to be the reason why I had the beard.
That's why Shannon had her appendix out.
Is that why? Is this come back to Shannon? Did you infect Shannon and that's why she had to get hospitalized? I think Karen's making some great points.
God, I hope
coming in hot from the outside. Now, you left some baked goods in a cab.
I sure did.
And what the fuck is the deal with that? Because you texted me, are you eating unhealthy? Do you want some desserts?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, thank you. And then you left it in the cab. Your thoughts?
No, I do care because that's why I did ask you. The last time we spoke, I remembered you were staying away from the sugar. You were monitoring that. And I don't like to be, as an alcoholic, you know, people like to shove drinks down my face. Not in, really, but in my, you know, drink.
Right, right.
So I like to be sensitive of that. I don't like to push people's vices in their face.
Right.
But I did bring a piece of it because I had been eating the whole cake. So I needed to get some of it out of my apartment.
Can you eat whatever you want?
No.
You're in shape. You look good.
I work out, but I feel the effects when I eat crap. Sometimes I'll eat that candy that Dave Attell brings to the stand.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, I'll have one Reese's cup. And then it's 10 of them later.
Yeah. I called him on the carpet when he was on this podcast. I'm like, are you promoting diabetes?
Right.
I mean, what are you doing?
To us.
To us. And he was like, well, I don't drink any. He came from a good, he was coming from a good place.
I know.
And I will defend Dave, but the candy is such a killer.
I love him so much. But yeah, and it's me. I can't blame, it's unfair for me to blame him. I should have my own willpower to not eat the candy.
Self-control is a big part of this podcast. Bobby, does the ponytail, the man bun, let's go back to it because we're not letting you off the hook. Mm. Does that constrict your thinking? Do you lose a lot of your brain power when it's in a bun?
No, but it does pull back on my... I could feel it sometimes when I'm putting it together.
Do you put your hair up in a bun when you want to think feminist thoughts? I'm just wondering. Thank you, Bobby. I didn't know. I was wondering if your finger fell asleep. Oh, my God. Oh, it is hot. So we went through everybody's hair, and it was pretty amazing. Working out. The fans sometimes, they're like, oh, you're talking too much about working out, but fitness is a big part.
Yeah.
You work out, and I want to get into your romantic life a little bit because you're very good looking.
I'm good looking.
Can I say something? I'm good looking too.
You are.
And we're both good looking.
I would come in and talk about my sex life. Mike would be like, I'm having sex too.
That was really great. It was really great. I remember that. You come in and you're like, I'm having a lot of sex right now. And I'm like, I'm having a lot of sex too, actually.
Actually,
I'm having a lot of sex also.
I have the evidence. I know. I believed you. I never doubted you.
Mm-hmm. But I'm really attractive too. And Bobby is very attractive. Can I suck you off a little bit, Bobby?
Yeah.
You're good looking too.
Well, thank you
right
very
now.
Much.
You know what I mean? I mean, even with the bun, which I'm not a huge fan of, but you have a beautiful face, a beautiful masculine face.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
Much in the Christmas tradition of maybe a Joseph.
May I say, you're a very handsome man yourself.
I'm telling
you're
the fans
good,
that.
You're losing weight.
I'm losing weight. And I'm really, the sexual energy on this podcast has been through the roof.
Yeah.
For real.
And it probably was part of the reason that Shannon is hospitalized.
Right.
Because the sexual energy does affect your appendix, which is good for nothing else, apparently.
No, it's supposed to harness your sexual energy, but when that energy is too powerful...
It can explode,
absolutely.
And it can kill you.
Yep.
It's almost deadly.
Yep.
We almost killed Shannon with our sexuality.
She's tough. She's a fighter.
She's going to fight through it.
I feel like she's going to come in with her appendix in a little purse and like put it in next to her.
Maybe the appendix gets made into a purse.
Oh, nice.
And that's the hot gift of the year.
Yep. And we could auction it off, too.
We can auction it off.
Yep.
And so what's going on in your life right now, Karen? I'm going to open it up to you before I get into the hard questions. I like to have a nice back and forth with the guest first.
Right.
Get them comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I go in real hard.
And then you go in hard.
Yeah, I go in hard.
Great.
And, but I heard you like it that way.
Oh, that's very true.
Thank you, Bobby. I mean, come on.
I clicked the wrong one.
You clicked the wrong one.
I was on it, but I hit the wrong one.
Okay. Well, Karen, you're here, and I want to get into it a little bit with you. What's been going on in your life?
I mean,
talk to me.
Life is great. You know, I'm trying to stay focused, stay
you're
in
fucking
shape.
Working a lot. You're doing a lot of these COVID-safe outdoor shows.
You know?
And you're working, like, really super hard.
I'm trying. You know, I just, every day it can be a little bit of a struggle, especially with this impending, you know, new lockdown coming our way. It's, you know, just trying to stay mentally in a good space.
Right.
I work out every day. Whether I'm crushing the weights, you know, like right now, my butt cheeks are both really sore because this, like over the past 3 days, I've done a lot of single leg deadlifts.
Right.
I have 10-pound dumbbells that I use. I'd like to increase. I need a kettlebell.
Right.
But I lift weights probably 3 to 4 times a week.
Holy shit.
I find the most like satisfaction. I feel the strongest. I see the most results when I lift weights. But on the days when I don't, I like to do a bar class. Yesterday, I did like a 59-minute bar class. I wanted to stab this bitch.
What's a bar class?
Typically, women take it more, but I really think men would benefit from it as well. It's about burning very small muscle groups out. So you're burning out like the muscle that's like on the corner of your ass cheek, right next to your thigh. Like she just finds a way to like one specific exercise and hammers that for like minutes, and so you're sore the next day, but you feel long and lean and good. It's good.
Is it anaerobic?
What does that mean?
That means that you're winded through it. You know what I mean? You get winded.
Not full like cardio burst, but like certainly winded. Yeah.
Interval training. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I love a HIIT class. I love a high intensity interval training class too. I have asthma, so anything cardio based is usually helpful.
Did you say that because you want me to think of you as a victim?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
I don't like to use it as an excuse, but it is a reason why. Some people are like, cardio, don't worry about cardio, blah, blah, blah. For me, cardiovascular, I need to work on my lung strength because I have.
Have you had asthma your whole life?
Yes. Well, since I was diagnosed when I was 8.
Right. Do you have a puffer?
Yep. I have a puffer and I have an Advair, which is like a daily inhaler that keeps me regulated.
Okay.
And then I have a rescue inhaler in case I have
a rescue inhaler.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thanks.
To have a rescue inhaler and a regular inhaler.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the first thing I talk about on dates.
You have two inhalers.
Want to see my inhalers?
Is that off-putting to them? Or do they go, no, this is great?
Well, there's a misconception, I think, about asthmatics that they are unhealthy.
Are you mad because you don't get to park close? Because it's a disability, and it's a disability, and I have high blood pressure, and that's a disability, and neither of us get to park anywhere close to the fucking building. I think it's prejudiced.
It's certainly prejudiced.
Yeah.
And I don't have a car.
Because you can't walk, because you'll get, if you need your rescue inhaler?
I know.
And you don't have it.
That's true. Fuck that noise, right? Yeah, but no, some people think that asthmatics aren't healthy or athletic, but that's the.
Right. Because you guys are a group.
Yeah, we
and do you
together.
Speak for them? Like as your fame starts,
yeah, it sounds like this.
Right, as your fame rises, are you going to be? Would you be a spokesperson for the asthmatics?
Absolutely.
And this is a time of there's a breathing disease going on around there. How does that affect the asthmatics?
Honestly, that is a legit question. When this first hit,
it's a legit question. This is a real newsworthy show, and a lot of people tune in to get their hard facts.
Yeah. COVID for me has actually made me healthier than I was pre-COVID.
Right, me too. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, I was working in an office. I'm telling you, I had a cold every 2 months, especially in the winter months, just working around people constantly, germs, virus, this and that. I was out with like a chest cold, like every 2 months, no joke, for 2-3 years. The second I didn't have to go inside an office anymore, I was fine.
Right.
And I also got aggressive about my asthma health, and I went and started myself on this Advair. It's actually Wixela. It's off-brand, but whatever. Just in case, just so I could have my lungs at like in a good place in case I got the virus and I would be able to fight it off a little bit better.
Right.
So for me, it's actually been good. And I haven't, knock on wood, I've gotten, 3 negative tests. I don't know. I've never felt like I had it. If I did have it, it affected me less than any chest cold I've ever had.
Do you have the antibodies?
Probably. I have all the bodies.
Yeah.
Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Just kidding.
Yeah,
I know it wasn't going to have. Well, we antibody, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
There was another opportunity there, Bobby, but we can't lobby for it. We have to let him organically do it. But I liked it.
Antibody, yaddy, yaddy. Listen, it's going to be in a clip on the
right
when it comes back around post-edit.
Well, we control the clips, Karen. So if you want it to be in a clip, then it will be in a clip.
I control my appetite.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you have asthma and you're coming out of it. What's I've listened to your act evolve.
Yeah.
And you talk a lot about relationships.
I know. It's been hard.
And what's been hard about it? Why don't you talk to the fans?
I mean, I was madly in love. I mean, I'm still like in love. I'm still like going through it with this person.
Right.
And I just think it's sad when like we love each other. We both love each other. That's undeniable. But there have just been some circumstantial things that have happened that have sort of put wedges in between us.
But not potato wedges, because that's carbs.
That sounds good.
It does sound delicious, but it's like you can't have it. Just like we can't have perfect love.
Right.
I'm making an analogy.
Yeah.
And I hope it's not lost on the fans.
Like, if his like friends and family just like died in a fiery plane wreck, then we would be fine, you know?
Okay. Okay. So it's the surrounding people.
Which, here's the thing, like, to me, that's
what's the thing?
It's such a turn off if somebody's influenced by right. their friends and family.
Right.
Like, we all tell our friends, like, the worst stuff about our significant others.
Yeah.
Oftentimes. I think, you know, it's pretty normal. You vent to your friends.
To your friends. But you don't want to tell your family because you don't want your family to hate the person.
That's true.
Right.
You know?
You keep things silent. It's like the mafia, code of silence, as far as the family goes.
I agree. I mean, I had an OnlyFans. You know, I might be starting it back up. I don't know. But... And I don't think my parents know about it.
Right.
You know, because we have boundaries.
Yeah.
My ex, his mother went and found it.
Hmm.
So it's just like we're coming from two different places where, like, I'm like a grown up where I've lived on my own and like paid my own rent since I was
right.
18.
Right.
I love my parents. I talk to my mother every day on the phone.
Right.
Buy my niece and nephew presents, you know. But there are certain things that it's like, this is my adult life and these are things that I do.
Right.
And they have nothing to do with you.
Right.
And that doesn't mean I don't love you and you don't love me and support me. And it's like my family and my parents come from a place of, if you love them, we love them.
Right.
You know, I've dated some real assholes. I dated Lewis.
Right.
And even then, my parents
were like, that's
been
well documented.
If you love him, we love him.
Right.
You know? Which.
And it was probably hard for them to accept a rattlesnake into the family because he's Puerto Rican, which we accept on this podcast. 100%. All races and ethnicities are accepted.
Yeah.
But a Puerto Rican rattlesnake,
right.
It's like now it's another species.
Yes. And now it's poisonous.
And it's poisonous now. And I just watched the documentary on that guy who's a snake handler.
Yeah.
And he forced his wife into the cage and she got bit. And then she had to call 911, and he's in prison for life. So it was in the Appalachian Mountains. And it's like,
he's like, get in the pit. Get in the pit, Martha.
Snake handling is a religion, Karen.
Jesus.
And you, nobody was closer to a rattlesnake than you.
Yep, that's true.
And you made it through that.
And
so,
I got bit, and there was poison.
There was poison.
Venom everywhere you could look.
But when you get bit... And then you have to have somebody suck it out. Do you think that's a dating app for the future?
Yeah, suck it
like,
out.
Like, whoever sucks it out, yeah. That's the person I'm supposed to be with?
Yes. The anti-venom.
The anti-venom. Hmm. Guys, I'd like to take a break right now and talk about one of our sponsors, BlueChew.com. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. And wouldn't you like to last longer and go those extra rounds? BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. The chewables from BlueChew can be taken on a full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. BlueChew gives you confidence in the bedroom every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. And here's a great deal, guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code ND. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ND. All right, guys, let's get back into it. It's interesting. So I'm watching that that show on TLC. I'm watching a lot of reality TV, 90 Day Fiancé, and Love After Lockup. And now there's another show called, it's Mama's Boy. I don't know if that's what it's called. It's guys who are attached to their mothers, and then they date a woman who doesn't measure up. It's always like the same structure, the same story.
These moms are such freaks.
The moms always hate the girl.
Of course, and
it's
like, fuck their own son.
It's weird.
Is
that a complex? Is that that's the Oedipus? Is the male wanting to have sex with his mom, and the Electra is the woman wanting to have sex with her own son? Is there any truth to
Absolutely.
Any of that?
Absolutely. It's happened in multiple relationships of mine. It gives me the friggin' creeps.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Moving forward, I'm like, dead moms only. Dead moms only.
Dead moms is the way to go?
Yeah.
What about a man who has a healthy relationship with his mom?
I don't know
And
what
there's
that
boundaries.
Looks like. I've never seen it. It's always weird.
It's always weird.
I don't know, like, women.
Maybe it's the ethnics that you're dating, the Puerto Ricans, the Italians, the Irish. It's like they all seem to be close to their mothers, and in your opinion, in an unhealthy way. And I'm not going to be offended if you say that.
I just don't know what these mothers are proud of. None of these guys are great. None of them are like more.
They're good enough for you to date. Look, I have to take issue with you. Good enough for you to date.
But I'm the prize. I'm like the one who's like, they should be like, holy shit, God bless her for dating this loser who makes $600 a week or
whatever.
Do
you date losers, though?
I see potential in the
people I
date.
There's potential in them.
But they're acting like these people have already accomplished things. I mean, this was another ex, too. Like, oh, his mother. Oh, my son has come home. I'm like, he's a cokehead bartender. What are you proud of?
Right.
I never understood it.
Well, he's probably got a lot of energy. As a cokehead bartender.
I suppose. I just don't know. If I ever have a son, I'm going to not be that proud of him.
No. You're going to make him earn it.
Absolutely.
You're going to make him work for it.
If he's some kind of a savant or he like cures cancer by the age of 12, it's like, okay, like, bitch, you know, he better have a... But if he's just some regular...
What about unconditional love, Karen? Isn't there unconditional love between a mother and a son? I believe in you. I believe you're going to make a difference in the world. And this, my love is unconditional.
Yeah, but I'd be a realist too. If you haven't actually accomplished anything, I'm not going to give you a self and like an ego that's undeserved.
Tough love.
Yeah.
You're going to give them love, but you're going to give them tough love. You have to earn your way out of being a bar back.
After having dated like a trust fund kid, I do think that. And I don't know if I wouldn't do the same thing, right? If I'm a gazillionaire, I would give like my kid all this money and they'd never have to worry. But I think that there's a lack of development that happens with you when you don't have to be self-sufficient. You don't have to fail. You don't have to pick yourself up. And when you actually do make accomplishments, you can't just point to him and be like, that's all me. I did that. You always have to be like, well, I got that because I was able to never pay rent or da-da-da-da. You know, I had this cushion. I had this financial cushion. So now I'm really successful. Nothing's ever really like self-earned. You can't have ownership over it. I feel bad for trust fund kids.
Well, I mean, I think you have to look at your accomplishments and build on them. Like a lot of people would say, Mike, you have a podcast. What's that mean? And I'm like, fastest rising podcast on the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah.
And that really throws it in their face. And it's like, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. It's like, I do deserve it. It's like, I do deserve it. And the fans deserve it.
You do.
So it's like, I hear what you're saying, though. But I got you on.
Best podcast guest 2019.
Yes.
Voted.
And 2020, which is coming to an end.
Thank God, right?
Really? No,
tough year.
I've done it has been a tough year, but I've done a lot of self-reflection this year, and I've actually made the pandemic work to my advantage.
I feel the same way. I mean, like I've pivoted, you know, and I've been able to embark on projects that I wouldn't have.
Right.
You know, I was really stuck in that like corporate cog type situation. I was at Paramount Network, and it's just like creativity was just there to die. Everything, every cool idea I ever pitched was like, we can't do that. It's, you know, they act like you have a creative job, but really they just shit all over anything fun you want to do. And they're like, we're going to do what we've always done because that's what palatable for our audience.
Right.
And that's what works. And
right. That's what works.
They would like come into meetings. He's like, hey, do you guys have any viral ideas? Yeah, sure. Let me pull up my file folder of viral.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know.
No, it's absolutely right. I mean, I got caught up in the live touring, which was great. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the fans. But it's like spending a lot of time on that and then not much time online. I was pouring a lot of work into this podcast still, but I was just tired and just running all over the place all the time. And now it seems like I'm more streamlined and focused.
Right. And really, like, people are getting to know who Mike Vecchione is.
People are getting to know who I am.
What he brings to the table.
What
it
I bring to the table. Yeah. And what it means, you know? So I think that we're on the same page. I think that we're aligning mentally right now. Oh. And we've got a lot of show left.
Okay.
And we're 31 minutes in.
Are we?
And
wow.
Bobby, I think that we should go to plugs. Is there a plug? Guys, I'm sorry that I have to walk Bobby through this. Shannon has been hospitalized. And she has her appendix removed. And Bobby is filling in. And Bobby is very capable. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he has that drop. But if you don't have the drop, Bobby, we could just do organic plugs.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Closers only.
Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm gonna have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. Wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Guys, thank you so much for supporting the podcast, both the YouTube premiere, which premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Every Monday's been like a party. Thank you so much. And also for the 5-star ratings and reviews on iTunes. Please continue to support the podcast. Please continue to spread the word. We're working very hard for you into the new year. As for me, and guys, we'll give you shout outs. We're not going to do it on this episode, but we will give you shout outs if you comment on either the iTunes or the YouTube. I will read them and I will shout you out as I've done in the past. So we're very grateful. As for me, please follow me. I have a new, it's called a link tree. So whatever. I just discovered it, so I'm sorry if you're a technological person and you're at home snickering and making fun of me. But I just discovered it. With one link, you can get onto whatever platform that is your favorite. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. The address is comicmikev.com. If you go to comicmikev.com, it's got all the options. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of the stuff. So please follow me on whatever platform you want. The YouTube page is really kicking it. No disrespect, YouTube. And my personal YouTube page, go to comicmikev.com. When I get live dates, you guys will know about it. I'm going to be in Aruba. If anybody happens to be in Aruba, from December 27th to January 8th, hopefully there will be shows going on. Aruba Ray's Comedy Club. Shout out to Aruba Ray. We plan to have shows. So if you happen to be in the islands, please come out. And thank you again for supporting all year long this podcast. We've been through a lot of transitions, but we're stronger and better than ever right now on No Disrespect. So thank you again.
Without Justin.
He's with the dogs now. We support him, but we've got tunnel vision, and we're going to go right to the top in 2021. Prediction. We're going right to the top. Karen, what do you got?
Please check out my podcast, Only Fiends, everywhere you get podcasts and on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram, Karen Fien. And I got some other stuff. I have an animation project coming out, another show on Barstool that isn't finalized yet, so I don't want to jinx it, but should be stuff, hopefully.
Very cool.
Knock on wood.
But they can follow you mostly on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram. That's okay. Where I'm at.
Okay.
That's where I'm hanging out with my dog.
Very cool. Bobby, what do you got?
Oh, wow. I get plugs on this show.
Yeah, you got a plug on this show.
You can follow me on all social media at TheBobbyHutch. But more importantly, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Yes.
Use promo code NDP and get a 14-day free trial. Come check us out, everybody.
Yeah, Gas Digital, guys. Gas Digital is where it's at. And this podcast is the fastest rising on the Gas Digital Network.
Like yeast.
Okay.
Sorry, I just got a whiff of my own pussy.
All right. I think it's, Bobby, we're 35 minutes in. I think we would be remiss. I mean, we have our guest here. She is awesome. And now we have to put her to the test with a little bad cop, bad cop. Bad cop, bad cop. Karen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's been a nice back and forth until now, and I've really enjoyed your company, as I do outside of the podcast. But now I really have to put the questions to you and just answer honestly, and we won't have a problem.
Okay. Okay,
are you ready?
So nervous.
Karen. This is a vaccination question. We're in a difficult time right now. There's a pandemic. I don't know if you've been watching the news.
Uh-huh.
Vaccine question.
Yep.
As a recovering alcoholic, are you not afraid of vaccines because you're used to getting shots?
Taking shots?
Is that true?
Yeah. I'll put anything in my veins.
Right.
I mean, who knows?
Were you a big shot person when you were drinking?
Absolutely.
Shots and beers. Would you chase it with anything?
Yeah. I would like to do, I like doing like shots of whiskey. I chase with a Red Bull or something.
Ooh,
gross.
Ooh, that gets you hype.
Yeah. Then I try to hoist myself up on a stool and a lot of times I would miss and hit the back of my head.
Okay. I like the word hoist.
Yeah, me too.
We haven't used
rhymes
that much
moist.
On this. It rhymes with moist.
for all you fans who are getting sexual out there.
Yeah.
Karen.
Yeah.
Given the choice, where would you like to be vaccinated?
My butt.
Would you use it as an opportunity to talk dirty? Put it in my ass, shoot it all over my face?
Yeah.
Would you use that as an opportunity?
Absolutely.
Would you get filthy with it?
Yeah, if I had a hot nurse guy. Sure thing. Tatted up guy holding a needle.
Can there be male nurses?
Absolutely.
Talk to me about that.
In my fantasy.
Okay.
I'd be like, hey, I'm here for a vaccine. I'm like, why don't you see if I still have a hymen while you're at it?
Wow. Does the equality of a male nurse get you moist?
Yes. Just thinking of the gender pay gap
right.
in general
right.
really turns me on.
Yeah, because he's not a doctor.
Nope. But he's probably making more than these dumb female nurses.
Ooh.
No offense, nurses. That's,
no, healthcare no, professionals.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. No disrespect.
Thank,
no
you
disrespect
for all you, thank you for all you do.
Karen.
What?
Sweat. Does sex work like a vaccine for a woman? You fuck a loser, so you have a little in you, and that will inoculate you from other losers. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I like to fuck fat guys, so they are the actual antibodies that I want to look at.
That's pretty.
They're the antithesis of the body I want to see.
Right. So if you fuck one, then you won't have to deal with that in the future. You'll be immune to it.
Yep, absolutely.
I suspect it. Some of this is my suspicion, and I suspected that, and you've confirmed it. And thank you for being so forthcoming.
No problem.
Karen. Do you think the vaccine will be an excuse for unsavory behaviors? Mm-hmm. It's like, I got vaccinated, I slept with your brother. It's a vaccination. Yeah. It's the vaccination that caused it. Or I robbed a bank.
I hadn't thought of that, but now that you've put it into my head, I'm going to.
The vaccine as an excuse.
Absolutely.
Would you ever rob a bank?
Yeah, like, I'm hopped up on this vaccine. Give me all your money,
right,
bitch.
Right. And I've often thought about robbing a bank. And would you use a note? And if you did use a note, what would it say?
I'd be like, hey, it's me, Vaccine Janine. Give me all your money, you stupid bitch.
Is it important that when you're robbing a bank that the note rhyme?
Yeah.
Is that an extra ad? Do you think you would get the money faster?
That's going to be my vaccine identity. I'm going to be Vaccine Janine Garofalo.
That's pretty hot.
Thanks.
If you robbed a bank with a note and you got caught, would your creative writing teacher be an accessory?
Absolutely. Mrs. Horn, I'm really sorry that happened to you.
Sorry, Mrs. Horn. You taught me too good. And I wrote a great note.
That's Mrs. Horn.
That's right. You called for the horn and it's you manifested it.
Okay.
Karen.
Yep.
How should we lure white trash into vaccines? offer them a free tattoo. Like if you're a woman, you get a rose near your ankle. And if you're a man, you get like a tribal tattoo on your bicep.
Right.
Is that what we should do?
Or something like no shirt, no shoes, no vaccine.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. Should we encourage the white trash people by having Dr. Fauci release a sex tape?
Yeah.
Do you think that's the answer? Fauci naked?
Dr. Fauci makes me go ouchie.
Ooh, that's hot. Bobby? I'm not trying to lobby for it, Bobby, but goddamn, you're stingy. Fauci ouchie, and she rhymed it, and you still didn't give her the fucking horns?
It's totally my fault.
Holy shit, Bobby.
I've been rhyming a lot. Mm.
Would you sleep with Dr. Fauci for a vaccine? Talk
absolutely.
To me. You absolutely
I'll do it
would.
For no vaccine. I'm just
even if he had
a
even if he had a skinny linguine dick.
Yeah, if he was really not erect and soft.
Right, but no one's soft around you, are they? Ugh, or are they?
They better not be.
Right,
kick him to the curb.
Right. Karen, you are from Massachusetts.
Yeah, go Sox.
Is there a vaccine for that horrific accent?
No way. We're not even fucking doing it. We're all wicked retarded and getting the vaccine,
It's
dog.
A filthy accent. Your thoughts?
No, it's not. It's remarkable.
It's tough.
It's not. It's, you know, the good Lord has given us this accent that we can go throughout life with. I only can turn it on when I'm around my
No,
family.
I like the fact that you can control it. Like, some people can't control it, and you're like an upstanding member of society, so you can control your accent. That's called talent, everybody.
If my mother showed up right now, though, we'd be like, who's this Michael guy talking about? What accent? I don't even have one.
Would your mom like me?
She would love you, absolutely.
Right.
She named her son Michael. So.
Okay.
know.
It's Michael is an archangel, actually.
Archangel. Here to protect us from all these child molesters.
See, that's great. That's an Amber Alert waiting to happen. Karen.
Yep.
As a sexually active woman, do you open and close your vagina according to what the city does?
Yeah, after 10 o'clock, shut it down.
Right.
But up until 9:59,
right.
Let it live, let it burn.
Do you have more sex when the city is open? Talk to me about that.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, because then everybody has to go indoors. How am I going to lure them over to my apartment if they're inside in the curfew? No, yeah. City's open, so are these legs.
Sweet.
And I sing, welcome to New York.
Is there a theme song when you open your legs?
Yeah, hit it, Bobby.
You're getting cocky now, Feehan.
I know.
You're getting very cocky, and I like it.
Listen.
I fucking like it.
My vagina is a brass instrument. It's rusty.
Now we're getting...
It's getting...
If your vagina was an instrument, what would it be? Follow-up question.
I think it would be a golden horn. Isn't that an instrument? A brass? What's the big horn? French horn.
French horn. I think you're talking about a tuba.
I might be. Mm. Or a threba.
Okay. You're on fire. Feehan, you're on... Karen Feehan, this just in. Karen Feehan has caught fire on this podcast. You are on fucking fire.
DP tuba. Two, three, but I'll get there.
Karen.
Yep.
Do you have a vibrator? And if so, what's its name?
Yes, I have a vibrator.
Okay.
I've never named her, but it's the womanizer. This is a very serious question.
That's the name of the vibrator, womanizer?
Yeah, it's one of the clitoral suction vibrators.
Right.
It's the best kind of vibrator, especially if anyone's having trouble orgasming.
Clitoral vacuum?
Clitoral vacuum, you got it.
Do you wish that it would be like it would also give you the weather and maybe a sports update?
Absolutely.
Or the news?
I wish I could check my temp. I wish I could get the vaccine through my clit.
A clit vaccine.
I don't know.
I think we might be making medical history here.
Why not?
You have a vibrator.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
Do you also keep an emotional support vibrator? It doesn't make you come, but it's just there, laying on the pillow, like for support, for emotional support.
Yeah. I have one next to me. My vagina hole is so small that I can't use a lot of the vibrators that you stick inside yourself.
Right.
But I like just knowing that one's there in case I need it.
Do you take pride in saying that your vagina is small? Look into the fans. Look at the fans and talk to them.
Yeah, most of the fans, especially here at Gas Digital, know about how tiny my vagina is.
It's tiny.
Yep.
Not a lot of space in there. Nope. It's probably not COVID safe.
Absolutely not. It's tiny. If you're claustrophobic, don't try to fuck me.
Karen.
What's up?
You had sex on 9/11. When did you come? When the second tower fell?
That was my friend Pat. Yeah, I think so. I think I was like looking out his window in Astoria and there was, we saw smoke or something.
Hard to hear.
Sorry.
Was he, have you had sex with many first responders to kind of make up for it?
I tried to. Mostly just the Golden Retrievers.
Okay.
That were down there. I tried a few German Shepherds.
It's pretty hot.
I looked up to the canine unit. How I could help.
Karen.
Yes.
You love porn.
Yep.
Specifically doctor-patient porn.
Yeah.
Now I have a series of questions. The hospitals are overcrowded. Does that get you hot?
Yeah.
Does that get you hot when they're like, the hospital, we're going to have to open up the Javits Center as a triage? And you're like,
I just am so excited about like the dumb chubby doctors getting a shot. You know what I mean?
Fucking that, like, love it.
Maybe failed a bunch of school in medical school, but
right.
Now they need them no matter what. They're like, you have half a degree, get in there. You know?
You like those kind of doctors, like the kind of doctor that a bank robber calls when he gets shot because he can't go to a legitimate doctor?
Yes, the ones like in the back of a van who's
right.
Going to cure a criminal who has been shot, like
yes.
You said. Yeah.
And he only takes cash.
Yep.
Are you hot sexually? Or,
nope.
Okay.
Ice cold.
I'm going to have to, I'm going to abandon that question.
Okay.
Karen.
Yep.
How horny do you get off of these medical terms? COVID test.
7.
Okay. Copay.
5.
Referral.
4.
Pre-existing condition.
3.
Do you masturbate to the doctor-patient porn?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I masturbate to the conversation that you have with the insurance company afterward when you're trying to get it covered. So that's pretty hot. You should look into that.
Negotiation masturbation.
So that's your favorite. Are a blood pressure check and maybe a nose swab, is that foreplay to you?
That's hot.
Is it hot?
It's more like when the chick comes in with a knee injury and the doctor's like, let me put my fingers in you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's illicit.
Yes.
And it violates doctor-patient confidentiality.
I know, but like the porn star girl always gives a wink to the camera, so I know she's all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that type of porn where it's like the girl doesn't think she's going to be into it. It's like, is she getting molested?
Right.
It's like, she likes it.
She's feeling her way through it. Yeah. But there is consent.
Yes.
Consent is a big part of this podcast.
It's fantasy, too.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah.
Karen.
Yeah.
Would you fuck a man on a respirator? And follow-up question, would you fuck a man onto a respirator? Talk to me about both of those scenarios.
So if he's on a respirator, I pull out the tubes.
Are you into pulling out? Because I'm not. Bobby, I'm giving you a fucking chance. I'm going to have you fired. I might have you killed on that one, Bobby.
You were staring at me.
I was waiting for it. Ugh.
I'm pulling out the tubes, you know. Right. And I mean, am I fucking him to death?
Well, the first one, would you fuck a man who was on a respirator? And then would you fuck a man so that he needed one?
So that he needed one. Yeah. Right, I get it. Both, yes. Hard yes.
Hard yes on both.
You know, if you're on a respirator, are you still getting erections, though?
You're having breath. As long as you can breathe, you could get an erection. I mean, that's why I'm doing yoga.
Yep.
So that if I happen to get on a respirator, I'll still get hard.
That's good.
And I want all the medical professionals to know, oh, we're not supposed to know this. Yeah, you know it. You fucking know it. It's poking up through the... Is it huge? No, but it's at least a speed bump.
Right. It's at least something to write down when you've got your
clipboard. It's something
out.
If you're going to check me, you're going to have to like navigate around
it. Looks pretty vital to me if we're checking vitals.
Thank you for saying that, Karen. Thank you for saying that. A horn anytime would be good through any of this, Bobby. God damn it.
I mean, I could just be playing it through this whole show.
No, you don't have to, Bobby, but be selective.
I'm sorry. Oh, this is so funny, Kat. Ready?
Karen.
What's up?
Your fantasy is to have sex with a doctor. Is that so he can get you pregnant and deliver his own baby?
Or abort it immediately.
Oh, my God, Karen. Well, I'm going to have to protest a Planned Parenthood after
doctors
you saying
are
that.
Smart. They can do both.
I was born C-section, which means no labor. Is that a coward's birth? Is that why it's called C-section?
No, your mom just wanted to keep her pussy tight. Good for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
A complimentary way to talk about my mother's vagina on this podcast.
It. Yeah.
This is going to be a sensitive question, and I apologize.
Okay.
Karen.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend is a personal trainer, mm-hmm. which is a doctor for hot people.
Yeah.
What was it like? Lots of Tai Bo. Would he get mad at you and you guys would have a fight and you would be like, don't turn this into a spin class? Because he would spin the argument in his favor?
Yeah, he would do that. Sure. We would do, I was like, how many reps are we going to do here?
Right.
Before, you know, we get to the bottom of this.
Right.
You know, it was, sometimes he'd be like, are you even holding in your core? And I'm like, it's wrapped around your dick. You
it's
can't feel it.
It's so bad when somebody uses their profession against you in an argument.
He's
I don't like that at all.
I can't even feel your core. He's like, I don't even know what you're doing on the inside. I'm like, is this about my feelings?
Right.
Is this about my core?
Right.
We, it was hard, you know. We tried to get physical, but I don't know. Sometimes.
Okay.
I really fell apart.
That's okay. We're going to bring it back because I know you are a waitress.
Yes.
And, these next questions will be about that.
Great.
Karen. When you would have sex with a customer and you guys got physical, would you say just the tip? And would that be 15% of his penis or 20%? Would you appreciate 20% of it?
I think we're starting at 25.
Okay.
If I'm fucking you and you're my customer.
Yes.
Do you know who AJ DeScala is? He used to be married to Jamie Lynn Sigler, who played Meadow on The Sopranos.
Yes.
He was a big real estate guy. When I was working at Sushi Samba, he put his hand up my skirt. He was wasted.
Right.
Wasted. So he paid with his credit card, and I put an autograt of like a 35% tip on his bill. He didn't know because he was so drunk.
Did he protest it?
No, because he was hammered. His friends had to carry him out.
Oh, my God.
He probably doesn't even remember feeling my perfect 26-year-old ass.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Wow. That's inappropriate and dirty.
Ugh. AJ.
Karen.
Yep.
another waitress question. Did you call a hand job and a blow job side work when you were working as a waitress? Yeah,
absolutely. Side work. They were like, Fiat, are you done doing your side work? And it's like, well, no, he's still training.
Okay. Karen.
Yep.
As a waitress, when you were hooking up with two guys, did you say, I'm in the weeds? Was that a term that you used?
Yep. I say that all the time. And I would also get stoned and I'd be like, I'm on the weeds.
Ever
and
had a threesome?
In the weeds. I've had a threesome, but I bailed on because I didn't like this girl. She had big barbells through her nipples and she was too aggressive.
When you've had sex with two guys, do you call that being double sat?
Yeah.
It's another waiter.
Really reference. Good lingo. You got all these. In the weeds.
Karen. When you would sleep with a guy when you were a waitress and you knew he wasn't going to make you come, did you scream out 86 orgasms?
Yep. This item is off the menu. Okay. Really good.
That's been Bad Cop, everybody.
That was great.
Okay. Well, I think we got what we needed from that. That was pretty solid.
Yeah.
What are you... For the holidays, what are you doing, Karen?
What am I supposed to do? I'm just like...
Are you going to Massachusetts?
No,
are you going to leave the state? Are you going to bail like all those other cowards?
My little sister's trying to get married on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God.
So my brother doesn't want to go. He's got two kids. He was supposed to like marry her.
Do you want kids?
I mean, sometimes, but then I haven't really found a partner. So I feel right. I would need a partner because I need someone to dump them on.
Do you feel like if you found the right person that you would be into having kids?
Yeah, I used to try to get this guy to get me pregnant all the time. I would let him come in me all the time.
Right.
I'd want him to get me pregnant just to piss his mom off.
You would have kids out of spite.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then you would dump the kids off because that doesn't, I could be wrong, but that doesn't sound like good parenting. Dumping the kids off so that you can be free.
If that's the better parent, you know, the other choice is leaving them with me. And it's like, I think we leave them with the guy with the better parent.
So you want to marry a guy who's a good parent so that you can have his kids and then dump them off.
Yeah. Can I just date like soccer coaches, like kids soccer coaches?
Right.
Like that. I think that's my demo.
Well, maybe an elementary school teacher. I have a friend who's an elementary school teacher and a soccer coach.
That sounds good.
You would like that. So basically, you want to give life and then have not anything to do with it.
I'll show up. I'll like put on shows for like him and his friends, the kid, the boy, because I want a boy.
Right.
I mean, I'll be there to entertain. I'll make a cake once in a while. But yeah, as far as like all that nurturing and stuff.
Right. The rubber meets the road parenting is not for you.
Yeah, I think that we leave that up to the guy.
Leave it up to the guy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility for a guy.
I think that guy's going to really enjoy it, though. You know, he's going to be like, well, you know, I made a baby with this cunt, but now I get to be a nice guy to it.
That sounds like a poem.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm barren. Let's be honest.
Are you barren?
I could be. People have been coming to me forever. Nothing's happening.
Are you on any kind of birth control? Talk to the fans.
I was on birth control when I was in high school for like 2 weeks. I got a really bad migraine. I vomited everywhere.
Right.
And I was like, fuck this. Pull and pray forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that what you say when you don't want to have sex? I have a migraine. Yeah. I have a migraine. Because I think that's a little bit too far. I have a headache means I don't want to have sex with you. I have a migraine means I'm not into men.
Right.
I'm into lesbians.
Ever again.
Right.
Yeah. Migraines are brutal. I've only had a few in my life, but they're awful. They're debilitating.
So if somebody did get you pregnant, then what would be the... would you move? Like, I don't know,
right?
During this crazy time?
No, I have a one bedroom. Like, that's a thing.
Where would you raise the kid? In the storage space?
Yeah, we'd have to. Or a hallway.
Right.
I don't know. Can we just hook a tractor up to our car or something? Throw it in there under some nice warm lights? Get
these
some hay?
Don't
what do they
seem
need?
Like well thought out ideas. Although funny.
What
I don't
do
think
need?
Well thought out.
Cushions, hay, a space heater. Is that what a...
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And then give me your 10-year plan.
Jesus Christ. 5 years. Hopefully I'm just like rich, you know. I just want to make money, be successful.
What are you going to do with your money? Real estate?
I think that...
In the market?
If I don't have kids, yeah. I mean, let's keep investing. Let's keep buying Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin's wild. It's all over the place, but I'm not going to ever sell it. You know, one day it's up this much. The next day it's down.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Invisible money.
It. That's what it is. It's
invisible
like,
money.
It's like owning crystals in outer space.
Is crypto, since it's invisible, could it be tiny vapors? Could it be COVID?
That's what I mean, little particles. We don't know.
We don't know what it is. Some people are investing in things that they think are money, but it turns out to be tiny vapors, which are killing our elderly and our senior citizens who are having sex in nursing homes. Have you read that article?
A lot. Yeah,
They're giving each other STDs.
I know. It's wild.
And that's like, they're always like, old people were always so judgmental. Right. Like, oh, you're not doing the right. Get your life together. Go to college. It's like, you're getting genital warts in a fucking, you know, in
Francis,
your.
Francis. And their names are all Francis yes. and Eugene. It's like,
it's really
you know,
something.
Eugene down the hall with the herps.
A Myrtle.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Enid. Enid's yes. got raging
These
gonorrhea.
Old school names have, they have this stuff. And they're judging us.
I know. They have nothing better to do.
And now the chickens are coming home to roost, if I could quote Malcolm X and work him into this whole thing.
I hope you could.
Yeah. I know you were waiting for that. But, yeah. Oh, wow. So you want to make money?
I want
money too. I want some money, you know? And I don't want to invest it in, I don't want invisible money. I want the real stuff. And if it somehow it transfers into invisible money over the years, then fine. But I'd like to at least see the green stuff.
I like spending money.
Yeah.
I like started that OnlyFans. I made like $140,000 in 3 months. I spent
Are
it all.
Are you kidding me?
It's all gone. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have a shitty summer.
What did you spend it on?
I did a staycation every week. I was at a different hotel with a pool. I rented a house.
In New York?
Yeah. I rented a house in the Rockaway. I went to the Hamptons for weekends. I got my mom a kayak. I just kept spending.
You
spending,
got your mom
spending.
A kayak.
Yeah, because I believe in assisted suicide. That's for my act. Sorry, I'm a hack.
I like it.
She's a hack.
I
grew up in a household where the theme was you're not going to have money when you're dead. So it's like, what's the point of it? That's what rich people do. They hoard and they're like, they never, you know, but then they go on their stupid fucking trips. And I'm like, why don't you like live life and have fun? What's the point of you having it? You're not going to have money when you're dead. Get a life.
And kayaking is fun. When I think of fun, I think kayak.
My mom loves her kayak. I'm telling you, she calls me. We talk every morning. And once a week, she says to me, thank you for the gift of this kayak. It's given me freedom.
Right.
I feel like it's given me independence. It's this thing that's just mine. I get to go out on this lake. They live near a beautiful lake.
Right.
Right by the house and see this beautiful scenery. And she just loves it.
Well, that's the thing about a kayak, though. It's freeing and liberating and stuff when you're upright. But when you fall over in it, it becomes... a death trap.
I know. I worry.
It just isn't it funny how life turns on you like that?
I
like,
worry.
Oh, it's so free, the rapids. I've never felt so alive. And then you turn over. It's like I'm drowning in my own saliva. Your thoughts?
I tell my dad to watch her when she goes out there. I'm like, Dad, watch it. And then my mom calls me. She's like, your father was watching me while I was on my kayak again. He's fucking stalking me, Karen.
I think you need a spotter for that kind of an activity, wouldn't you say?
That's what I said. It's like, well, I went to go watch your mother. She doesn't like it when I sneak up on her. I need her to be supervised, though.
Right.
I worry.
How about just a boat or something? Isn't
my
that
brother
safer?
Has a boat. My brother.
Like a small boat.
Yeah.
That's less restrictive than a kayak, I would think. Kayaks are aggressive.
But they're good. It's great for your upper body, you know, especially, you know, my mom, what is she, 67? It's she's getting up there. So it's good for her to stay active and mobile. Especially, you know, I mean, even young people are sedentary right now. It's like anything.
Sedentary is a great word, Karen.
Thank you.
And thank you for using it on this podcast, because we have a lot of fans at home who probably are on the couch. And I wish that, you know, what about a couch that's also a kayak?
Okay.
Isn't that a good idea?
No.
Well, no, you can sit on your couch then sedentary on your couch and then also take it into the rapids.
And then you set sail.
And then you set sail.
You're sedentary until you set sail on your kayak. Yeah, no, just whatever anybody can do to keep moving. We're up against a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy to just succumb and use this whole thing as an excuse and
succumb.
Get depressed, but just try to stay above it all.
Yeah, and you do that by getting your heart rate up.
I guess.
And going on staycations.
High knees.
Yep. I like that, actually. My father always used to say that when I used to run the football. You pump your knees, run through people.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. No bullshit. My father, shout out. Anything else? This has been a great episode, and I really appreciate you coming in.
I'm
so funny
to be here.
You know, I appreciate the fact that I held your feet to the fire,
and you didn't hold it against me, and you really respected the process. And I think our fans appreciated that also. Yeah, could you give them a wink? Give them a wink. Yeah. Yep. They're moist
that's
and hard
a, that's
at the
sexy
same
wink
time.
Right there.
They're moist and hard.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This was great. I learned a lot about myself and your haircut. And, you know, Bobby's shortcomings.
And Bobby's shortcomings. No, okay. And Bobby, I have to say, Bobby, you're doing a great job, okay? You filled in. Thank you. Finally. I mean.
And we have Shannon's appendix on the
phone. Shannon's appendix. Shout out to Shannon. Shannon, we love you. And I'm going to call you when this is over and check up on you. This has been the No Disrespect Podcast, everybody. We're going to get back to the shout outs when Shannon is back. And, for Bobby filling in, he did a wonderful job. For Karen Feehan, hilarious comedian. Make sure you follow her. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. We will see you next week.